I was looking for a creative way to turn that down, but I couldn't find one. So I just stopped
So we
it
stopped. Cut
uncomfortably.
to
Yeah.
black.
Yeah. So the show started uncomfortably, like they typically do. Hey, everyone. Welcome to a radio show with Jeff and Jeremy for July 25th, Monday, July 25th. We're starting a little later than normal. It's about 9:35 Eastern if you're listening live. Normally 7:30, but we've just been horrible. I'm surprised we were even doing the show tonight
Right,
because we
right.
missed a couple of
We've
episodes.
missed several. It's been 3 weeks. Do you believe that?
Wow, I don't believe it. It's episode 38 right now, and
38.
I've been gone for a while because I got married.
By the way, congratulations
Thank
again,
you,
officially.
thank
We
you.
haven't really talked about the wedding since the wedding.
I know that's what the show
It
is.
was very nice.
Did you like
I
it?
enjoyed it myself
Oh,
thoroughly.
by the way, surprise for you. Keep talking.
Yes. Well, Jeremy, we should talk about my gift to you. Did it bring a smile to Jen's face?
It did.
I tried to be pretty creative. We could talk about the gift. Oh, he's actually leaving the house. Unbelievable wedding though, Jeremy. I thought it was a great night, unbelievable atmosphere. Everything went perfectly. Jen did not scare me. I'm usually afraid of brides.
Right.
Jen was calm. She was cool. She was collected. I actually engaged her. Usually I run
No,
from
I engaged
brides.
her. That's why we got
You
married.
actually engaged her. I was following up with my own. But she was really, I wasn't afraid of her, Jeremy. That's a rare thing for me to say when I go
You're
to a
normally
wedding.
afraid of brides?
Yes. Because they're
Bridezillas?
really strung out and they're tired and they get drunk very easily. Yeah, I have a whole theory on that.
I can hear the audience right now going, "Is that a baby in the background?" We'll explain that later. Jeff's
I
been
had a
doing a
really
lot over the past couple weeks.
oh,
Oh, beat you to it. Ha ha ha. All right, so a couple episodes back, we were
yes.
talking about people staying. We had our wedding at the arcade downtown, and people staying overnight at the Hyatt. And I was talking about
Yes.
all these fancy gift bags we were making for people staying at the Hyatt.
Yes.
And you were upset because you live so close to
Yes. I
downtown.
always thought the order was a 2 mile radius to the hotel gets a gift basket. That's
Right.
how I grew
And you
up.
have two cars, so you could
Right.
easily get back to your place.
Well.
So Jen, against my wishes, made you a gift basket.
Oh, this is
So this is a gift
fantastic.
basket, the exact thing that hotel guests got. You now have because you're spoiled and you whined on the radio show about it.
This kind of shows the more you complain, the more things you get.
And this is horrible radio right now, where you're going through like visual items. All they can hear is
This isn't good radio.
go ahead, just go, why don't you describe what's in the bag? We have some
Two
time to kill.
popcorn balls.
Local. These are all local themed.
These are all local themed. Humphrey, of course. When I think popcorn balls, you gotta think Humphrey
Yeah.
popcorn
I
balls.
think that's their slogan.
It should be.
When I
There's,
think popcorn
oh, of
balls, I
course,
think of.
Peterson's nuts. You know how I feel about Peterson's nuts.
Exactly. You're nuts about them.
I've always been consistently. Bottled water. You know I like bottled water.
Yep.
I like to survive, which you need water to survive. Mally's. Oh, Mally's, a pretzel crunch bar.
That's
That's
good. That's
what
a good
does
one.
Cleveland more than Mally's?
That's a good one.
Oh, and of course, Great Lakes.
Yes.
I
The
mean,
Burning River.
a burning river, unbelievable. This gift bag keeps going, Jeremy. Another water, which is good. Need water. Another Great Lakes. Oh, a Dortmunder.
Things are coming in pairs. Yeah, Burning River and a
A
Dortmunder.
Dortmunder, I like that. That goes
We
nicely.
got the variety pack.
Jeremy, this is fantastic. I can't thank you and Jen enough. That
Well,
means a lot.
I think you just did.
That really means a
So,
lot.
why did you leave the wedding so early?
You know what? I have a good excuse for
I've been waiting to hear it.
that. Did you, when did you know, when did you notice Jeff was gone? Because it was a busy night.
Well, because my friends were asking. So I saw you at dinner. We did the whole table thing. I saw that you were at dinner. I saw you
Yes.
at the
So were you
cocktail
like checking in
hour.
with, like, make sure I was still in the room?
Yeah. But some of my friends were like, "Where's Jeff Longsworth? Where's Jeff Longsworth?" And I'm like, "I don't know. He's got it. Maybe he's in the photo booth. Maybe he's." And I looked around, and then I realized you just left early and didn't say goodbye.
Here's what happened. I can explain.
This ought to be
Now, you
good.
know me, I don't like to bring down a party. So here's what's going on. My stepfather, luckily, is fine, but I actually have a legitimate excuse on this. I was flying to Los Angeles the next morning, as you're aware.
Right, I recall.
He was admitted to the hospital that day. He ended up having a pacemaker put in, and he's fine. But he just got in the hospital that day, and I was going on this week trip. So the only time I could see him was after your wedding, before I left.
Okay.
So I didn't want to approach you on the dance floor and say, Jeremy, can I see you for a minute as you
Yeah.
were out with your bride and all your guests?
Yeah.
Jeremy, I need to give you, I need to kind of tell you a really tough tough story for you in the corner.
Right.
I didn't want to do that.
Right.
So I
could have just shouted, my stepfather's getting a pacemaker. I got to go now.
Well, we didn't know that at the time. He was not feeling well. So I didn't want to bring down the party. That shows you what a selfless guy I am.
Uh-huh.
I could have told even the people at the table. I kept it all bottled up, Jeremy, which is what I do.
I do that too.
And I slipped out the door like I never was even there.
Okay.
But I wanted to do that so people still had a good time, weren't worried about me.
Yeah. There's a lot of single ladies that were missing you, though.
As I was leaving, I literally was like, I should probably go tell Jeremy. And you were like on the dance floor having fun. And I just couldn't picture pulling you off and like showing a diagram of my stepfather's heart and explain to you what the problem might be.
Here's what's wrong.
That's okay. What I was going – I can't do that to him. It's his night.
Yeah.
And of course, I worry about brides. I don't want to ruin weddings. You know,
right,
I feel like that.
That's true.
So
that's
true. I thought the best thing to do would be to slink out of there and just go into the night.
All right. Well, that's a good story. Jen's going to be happy to hear. I'm not even going to tell her, by the way. I'm going to make her listen to this show.
Good.
I'm going to be like,
make
I'm not telling
that
you.
Story.
We talk about it on the show. Listen to episode 38.
So that was what happened. So it was nothing personal, but it was just a kind of a strange timing. I had to get out.
Gotcha.
But it was a great time.
By the way, if you ever miss an episode of this, so like we do this live, like if you go to radioshowonline.com now and you click on the listen live link, anytime we're doing the show live, you can listen live, you can jump in the chat room, you can chat with us, you can chat with Pat that's hanging out in the chat room, Sarah's in the chat room.
Pat and Sarah.
You can chat with them or...
They're exchanging recipes, Jeremy.
That's awesome. I'm glad that we are facilitating recipe exchanges online. Or, of course, you can listen to all the old episodes on RadioShowOnline.com. You can also download Stitcher for your smartphone.
Stitcher.
And search for Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy. And then anytime that we upload a new show, it'll automatically be updated in your playlist. You don't have to download it. You just listen. Just bam. It's right there.
It's effortless.
Yeah.
Even I could figure it out.
Did you figure it out?
I did.
Wow. No, I didn't. Okay. Well, you're afraid of technology.
Yes.
Yeah.
I use my phone just for a phone. I know there's a keyboard on there. I get very nervous around the keyboard.
Yeah, well, you're doing a BlackBerry and they're going out of business. So.
I just caught on to BlackBerry too. I'm not kidding. I was just telling someone, these BlackBerries are really something.
Yeah.
And I literally,
these smartphones.
About 7 years late.
They're
and
really
just,
onto something
I'm
here.
I'm getting comfortable with it. Now people are telling me, oh, you still have a BlackBerry. And I feel like I just got a BlackBerry.
Who told you when you're getting this BlackBerry not to get a BlackBerry?
The guy in the AT&T store.
And this guy that you're doing a podcast
with. And this guy.
Okay.
But I overwrote it because I'm old fashioned. I like the keys to be, I want to feel the keys, but apparently I'm the only one.
Tactile feedback.
I don't know what that means, but I think it's important.
All right. Well, I forgot how to do a podcast. What do we talk about?
See, to me, it's like riding a bike.
Oh, do you want to hear about my honeymoon? Is that exciting? I don't even know.
Yes, I want all the details.
Well, first, we got it before him. No, we went to Maui, and I want to give my my thanks to Oprah Winfrey. As our listeners know, this would not have been possible without her paying for this honeymoon.
Yeah.
So I know she's a big listener and a big fan.
You may want to recap real quick. Some people might not be aware of what happened.
In a nutshell, Jen was on Oprah, and she was one of 50 brides on the show that got a free honeymoon, airfare, hotel, wedding dress. And so we are very, very thankful.
That is amazing. Yeah.
I'm a little thrown off because I didn't know until just today that we've had a live audience before in the show.
Yes.
But now there's people here. There's a baby in the studio.
We're getting younger. Jeremy, our demographics are skewing down.
Which is throwing me off a little bit. So explain to our audience, and anyone can come and be on the show if they want.
Yeah, the door's open, literally. If you look right now, anyone could walk in right now, and they'd be welcome, Jeremy. I would have to give them a beer and
just
say, sit down and welcome to the show.
Just email us at hatemail@radioshowonline.com and say, hey, we want to be on your show live, and we'll give you the address, and you can come rob us.
Well, I'll tell you the story of our friends that are here, friends of the show, friends of mine, first and foremost, also friends of the show. Our second biggest state of listenership is
California,
as we all know. And I thought, you know what? The show's doing really well, Jeremy. We're over 130 fans, which we never imagined we'd get to that level. So I thought I put some money in, and I flew out two random fans of ours from California.
Yeah.
And it ends up being, luckily, they're a couple, so it worked out great. They came out together. But Dan Kyle, I went to high school with, I've known for a long time, and his wife, Jessie, came out. I want to say that I funded this, but they actually came out to see their family and hang out. It was just a coincidence that I also sent them airline tickets. And they're here in our studio, and we're going to talk to them a little bit.
All right.
But this is open to any fans of Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy. My house is your house from 7:30 to 8:15 only on Monday nights.
Dan and Jesse, thank you so much for coming. And they brought their baby.
And their baby, Dylan. Dylan is here.
It's our youngest listener. How old is Dylan?
He is 2.5 months.
2.5 months, and you're like, let's bring him to a podcast at 9:44 at night.
He'll sleep.
We'll be fine.
Awesome. And they're also our fans of the week, Jeremy.
Okay.
I also made that decision.
Yeah, yeah, good. Thanks for prepping me.
And usually it's one fan of the week, but if you can file taxes jointly, you can be a joint fan, is my opinion.
By the way, I saw that you were talking about when we were originally going to go live. It was 7:30. Yes. 7:30 Eastern, 12:30 Spain time.
Spain time.
Is that what they officially call it? Is Spain time?
Yes.
If you're in Spain.
Because I know we like to do a vacation in the summer, Jeremy. I want to make sure everyone's included.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what do we got going on?
Well, you started in Hawaii and then you started.
Oh, yeah. Hawaii. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That is one of the things on the run.
Yes.
No, so yeah, we went to Maui. We did 10 nights in Maui at the Marriott there, and just like amazing 85 degree temperature. Very little humidity. We did there's volcanoes there. So we did biking down the volcanoes. We did some hiking up the mountains and lots of relaxing by the pool. Mai Tais, lots of coconuts, pineapples.
Did you have a lot of coconut drinks? That's what I picture. Oh, yeah. That's all I would do is drink.
Yeah.
Out of
well,
a coconut.
And the Mai Tais are big too. So that's like fruit punch and rum, and they do make their own rum on the islands. So, yeah, it was amazing. It's a lot bigger than I thought. Like, we would go to different towns on the island, and we would have to drive for like 30, 45 minutes to get to the next
town.
Now,
can you estimate how long and wide if you had to ballpark?
It's like that long. Like, okay. I'm holding my finger and thumb
about
out.
That.
Apart
now, what's
that
the
part.
Scale then?
I don't know. Okay. Look it up on Wikipedia. What am I? The internet? Go look it up. You got a computer right in
Give
front of
me facts.
You. Square mileage of Maui. There's about 150,000 residents.
Oh, see, that's something I would never have. I would have thought there'd be like 10,000.
No.
It is much bigger than, huh?
150,000. And there's probably more tourists than there are residents there. And everywhere you go, you see people that you're like, well, you obviously weren't from Hawaii originally. You know, where are you from? And we constantly heard stories of people that would go to visit, or they'd go there for a wedding or something and just be like, oh, this is beautiful. And then they just moved there.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
They just loved it, moved there, you know, sold all their stuff. And I wish I could be that person.
I've thought about doing that. Not to Hawaii, but I thought about just packing all up and moving somewhere tropical.
Yeah.
I really have.
Yeah.
I always picture me in the Keys, though. I still want to be near the mainland.
Mm.
That's my thing. I got to be near the mainland.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to be available in case I'm needed.
You need
4 hours notice,
so you can drive up real
yeah,
quick.
Right.
Like,
such an easy drive. But that sounds like a great honeymoon. You got back this week, obviously Wednesday.
Yeah, we got back early Thursday morning.
Okay.
It was like, I mean, you're talking 8.5-9 hours in the air.
Yeah,
and then with layover time, I mean, it's a really long, and then 6 hours behind. So the jet lag was crazy. So,
yeah.
And today, first day back at work Monday morning after being off for like, I took like 12 days off work.
Because that's got to be hard.
It was rough. It was rough. So
how do you ease
this
into that? You just head first. There's no easy way to do it.
You know, it wasn't that, because I actually felt rested. I actually felt like from the vacation, I felt like, you know, okay. But you know, sometimes like the weekend ends, you're like, oh, I wish.
Yeah, Monday's usually the most tired.
Right.
Yeah.
But I felt like, no, you know, I've had my time off. I've had my fun. I've spent more money than I have on Mai Tais.
Right.
You know, I felt like, okay, I can get back into reality. I'm ready now. Now, I'll probably be cranky tomorrow or Wednesday.
I feel like you're starting to get cranky. Right,
yeah,
now.
I think I'm building up there. Next week, I'm going to be a jerk. So
I'm going to enjoy this while I can.
Tune into that episode.
Now, before
we
get off the wedding totally,
yeah.
My gift to you. Did Jen enjoy the creativity?
Yeah, so often we refer to Jeff on the show as vanilla, because the story was there's an ice cream place here. There's an ice cream place here in Tremont called Tremont Scoops. And they have crazy flavors of ice cream. And one day after, I think it was Taste of Tremont.
Yes.
It was hot. Decided to go to Tremont Scoops, treat himself to an ice cream cone. All these great flavors. What does he get? Vanilla.
Yep. Because it's the quickest way to get refreshed. The other ingredients get in the way, the cookie, the
that
caramel.
Is a lie.
I wanted to get straight to the refreshment.
Okay.
Jeremy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So Jen called me out on that.
So your nickname has been Vanilla. Since then. So Jeff, his wedding gift to us, one of his wedding gifts, not the only thing. The only thing that Jeff gave us was a box of vanilla wafers, which I love.
Yeah, good.
And we already polished them off.
They're good with another thing that's milk, another very basic substance.
We're a soy milk household.
Oh,
so
right.
I just did them straight. So.
But I said there's nothing vanilla about this gift.
Nothing vanilla about this gift, yeah. No, we did have a good chuckle.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
We did have a good chuckle.
It was funny because I was coming to the ceremony and I was not late, so to speak, per se.
Mm-hmm.
How do you say late?
Late, yeah.
But I was probably kind of a little close, and I was nervous about walking down the main stairs, right, in the front. Right. I thought, I don't want to be that guy. Like, it's about to start, and, like, I come walking in with my box of vanilla wafers.
Right.
So I was carrying that box in. I felt very self-conscious being...
Because in classic Jeff Longsworth fashion, he didn't wrap them.
Well, it was a box.
Yeah. But, I mean, you didn't...
wrap, like, Christmas wrapping paper? What are you wrapping it in?
Well, yeah, you would wrap normally a gift.
Oh, you? Proverbial you? Who? Who is you?
I mean, I'm just saying, if I brought a box of vanilla wafers to a wedding, I would wrap them.
Okay, but as I was walking in with my date, the vanilla wafers, down the grand staircase.
Yeah.
It was quite a vision.
All right.
What a time it was. Well, Jeremy, you were gone.
That's
I was gone,
about the
too.
Wedding. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff to talk about.
I do things, too.
What did you do?
I went to Los Angeles after your wedding, the day after, and I want to hit on a couple things I did which were really cool. You remember Kevin Nealon?
I do.
Saturday Night Live fame. He hosts a show at the Laugh Factory on Sunset every Tuesday, and he brings up these comics who are relatively established comics, and they come in and they try out new material. And it's a weekly thing he does, and he basically then sort of banters with them after their gig. So it's a great way for the existing comics to try out new material. My buddy and I sat right in the front, literally three seats from Kevin Nealon. Got to see Finesse Mitchell from SNL was one of the – saw random people that happened to show up that night and want to do a set. So it was a very, very fun experience. And then the next night, have you heard of Upright Citizens Brigade?
I have heard of them. That's a comedy group?
Improv troupe.
Improv troupe.
They do improv, and there's several different locations, but they're in there's one in Hollywood, and they call it Facebook Wednesdays.
Okay.
I told Dan Jesse about this a little bit. So they come in and they sit down. It's a small theater, maybe 50, 60 people.
Yeah.
And it's an improv troupe. And when you sit down, there's a huge movie screen. On the movie screen, it's just a blank Facebook login page.
Okay.
Okay. So you walk in and they pick two people from the audience and they bring up their Facebook page in front of everyone.
Uh-huh.
So one at a time, they bring them up and they try and question the audience a little bit. They want to get someone kind of zany. So they can say, they ask questions. They want to get someone who's kind of a character.
Uh-huh.
Then they log into the Facebook page, and then they put it up on the big screen. And they go through their Facebook page, literally scroll through the pictures, scroll through the posts, and talk to the person about what's going on. It was just really, really funny. Huh. And then the person leaves, and they do about 20 minutes of improv based on the scenes that they talked about on the Facebook page.
Huh.
Ridiculous. I mean, absolutely ridiculous.
Was it funny?
Oh, it was hilarious.
Awesome.
Hilarious. So they did this for two people, brought up their Facebook pages. It's just incredibly entertaining. And that's what's great about LA. It's a small troupe. Rob Riggle was one of the guys. These are guys that are been on TV, but they just love doing improv, love comedy. It's $5 to get in. It's just a really cool thing you can do.
Huh.
Not one of the more glamorous things, but to me, it was really, really entertaining.
That's awesome.
So that was fun. And then Dodgers game. And actually, the Bengals, you remember, one of our great bands in the 80s, they did a free concert at Santa Monica Pier Thursday night. Isn't that unbelievable? So I picked a great week to be there. Got a blanket. There was a lot of pot in the air, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
Brought some beers in a bag, sat down on the beach. A bunch of us hung out. They had Bengals on the big screens and watched a free Bengals show Thursday night at the Santa Monica Pier.
Hmm.
So, I'm a little confused, though. I mean, who gets stoned and listens to the Bengals?
Not this
really
guy.
That's not really a pot band. I mean,
no.
People are getting stoned and King Floyd.
I think if anyone was up there, they would have got stoned, though. I just think it was the night and the LA scene. It was just Blank is playing tonight. We have to get some pot.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah, that's a good point, though. It's really hard to get really mellow with Walk Like an Egyptian. Yeah. But people want to Walk Like an Egyptian so badly. They were yelling it and they were taunting us. The Bengals were taunting us. Mm-hmm. They said, not yet. Not yet. Every song. The very last song, they busted it out. And even the cops were arresting people, they stopped and would do it.
That's
like beautiful. Everyone just took over. The Egyptian took over.
That seems like a music video. Like the cops are arresting people and they all just break in to walk like an Egyptian.
For 3 minutes, no one was in trouble. Everyone was happy.
They unhandcuffed the guy so he can walk like an Egyptian. Yeah, all right.
So that's how I envisioned it.
Hey, you know what I was excited about that happened when I was gone was Noodle Cat opened.
Noodle Cat.
Remember he throws you downstairs and say his name. Three times.
Have you been there since this Wednesday or Thursday?
No.
Okay. That's it?
So, I guess we can't talk much about that. But check out Noodle Cat.
You're a big Noodle Cat guy.
It's now open. I'm very excited about it. They're open for lunch now, and they're opening for dinner starting on Wednesday. So they're on Euclid right between East 4th Street and Public Square. They're doing a lot of just different kind of Japanese noodle dishes. And so they have a really good good lunch menu. And the Japanese noodle thing's popular, I guess, in larger cities, and Jonathan Sawyer of Greenhouse Tavern is bringing it to Cleveland, so we're happy about that.
Excellent. Well, quick recap. Did you hit, I know you didn't hit Tasty Tremont, but Ale Fest you did not go to as well.
You know, I forgot about Ale Fest. I went to, we tried to go to the Burning River Fest at Whiskey Island on Saturday, and it was from 6 to 11 on Saturday and 1 to 5 or 6 on Sunday.
I went to that. It was kind of educational. It was kind of boring.
Well, so it was a huge crowd. Like, we had gone on the pass, and we couldn't even get to, we were there at 6. We couldn't even get to Whiskey Island. You had to park at Edgewater, and they had buses that would take you over. And it was $10 to get in. Mm. So we were in line for a bus, and we saw these rain clouds rolling in, and we decided, we're going to pass on it. Yeah. Didn't want to risk the rain thing. So instead of doing that, we ended up going to XYZ and Market Garden and Beer Market and all those other places. But I looked on Foursquare and saw that you had checked into Ale Fest.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh crap, that was this afternoon. How did that go?
It was fun, but it was like Taste Tremont both days. It was unbelievably hot. It was like 95 degrees. As my friends Dan and Jesse can attest to, I said, it's not always like this here.
Yeah.
But the last 2 weeks were just been unbelievable. Last 10 days, unbelievably hot.
Yeah.
So you can drink and have fun, but it really just like, it zaps you.
It does
so
zap
just,
you.
You know, your lifespan is just cut in half. So I was out there maybe 3 hours and call it a day.
Yeah.
It was fun, a great variety, but just not, I didn't have the staying power to hang out all day there in that heat.
Yeah.
Then Taste Tremont, I will never go to again, the full thing.
What? Why?
Taste of Tremont used to be this quaint neighborhood thing where like all the restaurants set up their little stands and it's all Don Professor, really cool thing. Now it's turned into like the Feast of Little Italy. Mm-hmm. It's got that type of feel, like almost a carnival feel, an Italian carnival, if you will. Mm-hmm. It was just way too crowded, way too many people. Couldn't even get into bars. It's becoming so big that you really got to pick your spots. I think next year I'll just go around 5 or 6, not at 1 or 2. I mean, it was unbelievably mild. I mean, I can't describe it.
I think like all the festivals are just getting too popular.
They are.
Like Burning River Fest now is packed, and
I'd say like, oh, it was so much better back in the day.
Yeah.
But it's becoming every year. And my neighbors actually, I think they left town for the weekend.
Yeah.
It's getting to the point where I'm going to start leaving town when things happen here, which I hate to say.
Yeah.
But it was incredibly mobbed.
I mean, I guess that's good.
It's good
for, you know,
good,
the city and the neighborhood.
Yeah.
But like for us old timers, like I remember when there was only 5 people right. here.
And a burger cost $2.20.
We each had a keg to ourselves. Right. No one else was here. No one even knew where Tremont was.
Those days are long gone.
No, properties costs are going
up. Now everyone has to be in Tremont. They feel like now, oh, I gotta go to Tremont because there's something going on there. It's a place to be. So we have to somehow get Tremont's reputation back in the gutter. Did you hear someone got killed?
I just saw somebody getting mugged.
Someone
in Tremont.
Just got attacked. I was watching the show. Someone got attacked.
Stop going to Tremont, people.
Yeah. And I got maced. I didn't even do anything. I was walking down the street. I got maced.
That Ale Fest, 17 people were killed.
Yes,
at Ale Fest.
That's true. Look at the numbers.
Yeah, yeah. So
maybe next year you'll think about going.
I thought the same thing when I went. Have you been to Market Garden yet? Have we talked
about
this?
Yes, I went in just for a quick walkthrough. And actually, Dan and Jesse went. They were very impressed.
What did you think, Market Garden?
We love it. Yeah. Great food, great ambiance, good, amazing beer.
Doesn't it show well? Like just it was just when you walk in, you're just kind of amazed at how it just keeps going, and it's.
But to show how neighborhoods are changing again, so now West 25th Street they have valets. Like that's a new thing. Now they have valets on the side.
They do? Okay.
It's like one valet company that kind of handles all the different breweries and stuff. So you can valet West 25th. There's rumors they're going to start charging for parking at the West Side Market.
No.
Yeah, just a couple bucks, but those are the rumors. Yeah.
The San Franciscan, that sounds fantastic. Having a valet and not have to worry about parking on your own, or having the convenience of paying a little bit of money to park and go to a great restaurant. I think you guys are a little spoiled.
I think we are. Honestly, I think we're evolving, and it's a good part of evolving is that, we're getting these popular places, but there's another side to it.
Right.
Which is some of the things we're used to aren't going
to
be there.
Well, it's like my brother complains about parking in downtown Cleveland because he has to pay $8 to park in downtown
Cleveland. So, Jesse, for example,
an hour? $35 a day.
So Jesse and Dan are from San Francisco, and they can a day for parking is
$35 a day.
$35
a day. So you have to have Jeff. Can I give his brother your phone number?
Well, he doesn't, I guess doesn't quite understand what it's like in other cities. Like, this is a deal. This is a bargain.
Yes.
It is a bargain.
It is. It might be relatively a little high, but in the big picture.
And just think of the years that you got away with not having to pay for parking.
Yes, that's very true. But as these places do come through, you're right. It's going to be, especially 25th is a relatively narrow area.
Yeah.
It's just a natural thing. It's going to be pretty It's pretty crowded. Wow.
I think parking might open. Might cost a little bit more downtown when the casino, the medical mart, the East Bank of Flats, when those are all open. Yeah. I think it's gonna.
But thank God they tore down that old building.
You're son of a bitch. Yeah, the Columbia Building.
Progress.
The Columbia Building did get torn down.
Progress.
You're a jerk. I don't think you even believe in it. I think you're just saying it for radio show drama.
For ratings.
Because you know it gets my goat. You're like, there's Jeremy's goat.
This is sweeps week. Jeremy, we have to fight. This is important. We need some ratings.
This is sweeps week. Oh, no. I think we just lost our internet connection.
Oh.
Oh, that would be bad. Maybe not. We're okay. Going to keep talking like
we're going to go through.
Fine.
Okay, so that was sort of what's happened recently. Taste, Tremont, Ale Fest. Now, coming up.
Yes.
Krusty's. Let's talk Krusty's.
Are you doing Krusty's this year?
The question is, am I not doing Krusty's?
What?
Of course I'm doing Krusty's.
Okay.
Wedding this year. Last year at Krusty's, I had a wedding. Actually, Ryan Matthews.
Okay.
Not a friend, an acquaintance of Dan and I's from John Carroll. Sure. Was married that day. So I went to his wedding, then went down to Krusty's, then went to the reception, then back to Krusty's, going back and forth. So now I would.
There's something we can do. Okay. I think pounding on the table actually.
Did it help?
I think you knocked the antenna off. We're still recording.
Okay. It's okay. So I will be down at Krusty's for sure.
Nice.
Yes.
So for those who aren't local, what is Krusty's?
Glad you asked.
That's a good question.
Krusty's is a charity event to raise money. It's a charity event to raise money for, and no one ever knows it's
Malachi House.
Malachi House. So
yes.
See, we know.
Yeah.
To raise money for Malachi House, but it's at Wendy Park, right, on Whiskey Island, and I have to hide, this is too much distracting you. it's basically an all-day drinking fest where you pay one cost for a beer, and it's just...
That's it? You just pay $10?
It's like 50 or 60, $50. Yeah, okay. Yeah, but it's like food and beer.
Oh, that's
all
great.
Included, yeah.
Food and beer, it's like an all-day thing.
And then what's the Malachi House? What's that support?
They support, it's like a homeless.
Yes, it is. They provide, beds, and it's like a halfway house for, yes, yep. And it's their biggest fundraiser of the year, I believe. I mean, because the walk up to this thing, I mean, how many people would you guys go to this thing? I mean, $50
a
head.
At least 20.
At least, yeah, we're at least double digits.
Well, I think this is going to be the next event that we're going to, it's going to be out of control.
Well, I think that's already been out of control. This is the 20th year they've been doing this now. I mean, this thing has been around.
Yeah, yeah.
Is
but I think
Tress is Krusty the Clown?
No, no, it's funny. The Krusty tie-in is kind of bizarre.
Yeah.
They have a blow-up thing of them, and that's really it. It's just
it
sort of the
really
name.
Krusty the
yeah,
Clown.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But there's not really anything else beyond that, though. It's kind of a strange, like, why they picked Krusty.
I mean, they started, I guess, when The Simpsons, like, first. Because
it
was like the first
90.
Year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're like, oh, that's a good. And it just kind of.
It was kind of like edgy then.
Stuck. Yeah.
No, it's not. But
and now not so much.
But now it's just everyone remembers about this place.
Yeah.
But that's August 6th, Saturday, August 6th. So let everyone know about that. Pre-sales are going now. $50 pre-sale. You can get those at various – we'll post this on our website. You can get pre-sale tickets at various places around Cleveland, including Brennan's Colony on the east side, Kenilworth, Mary Arts, Rock River Brewing Company, AJ Rocco's, Local Leprechaun, where Dan and Jesse were for lunch today, and also Whiskey Island Marina pre-sale, $50, $60 at the gate.
Nice.
Krusty's, August 6th. And then this weekend, of course, the Wine Festival. And Voinovich Park.
Now, you had never gone to this?
No. Have you?
No.
I feel like you're skeptical.
No, I think I've heard. This is the one at Voinovich Park,
yeah,
by the Rock Park. Hall.
Sure.
And it's...
$35 at the gate.
Okay.
Saturday and from 4 to 10, Sunday 3 to 9.
I've done the Lake Farm Park. What is it? The Lake Farm Park one? The Wine Fest out on the east side.
Yes.
This is a little safer for me because I could walk home from it. Whereas the other one, like way out on the east side, like I feel that it's not safe for me to go because I don't know how I would get home.
Yeah.
I can just sleep at Lake Farm Park.
Yeah. Not so much at Voinovich Park.
But no, I mean, I guess this is you pay the one price and they punch your card and you get as many sips of wine basically as you want.
Yep. I've never been to it, but that's what I've heard. But it's the one event this weekend. Like, you've been a nice role in Cleveland or something every weekend.
Yeah.
That seems to be the event for this weekend coming up as the Wine Fest.
Nice.
So you will not, are you on the fence? Will you be attending? You're not sure.
You know, I'm kind of spent from this whole going to Maui thing. Like,
yeah.
It's just kind of wiped me out.
I
so I might be, that's what I say now, though. Of course, it's probably as the event comes closer, I'll be like, sure, I'm in.
Well, if you don't want to do that, there is a Cleveland Crush All Fantasy Viewing Party.
Mm.
I know you're a big fan of the Cleveland Crush. Of course, that's the lingerie football team that's now in Cleveland. It's your chance to meet the Crush girls and enjoy the football game. The event is free. So just walk in. We featured MTV2. We'll be on national TV this weekend. That's a proud thing.
Is MTV2 national?
Yeah, that's a good point.
I think we're more national than MTV2.
So they're playing the Philadelphia Passion, and that's always been a big rivalry, Jeremy.
So is the game at Bob Golic's Bar and Grill?
Apparently it's in the street or in the basement or, yeah, it's just to go to Golic's Bar.
I mean, they're going to have a football game at the bar?
So apparently you got to go see that, just see how it's going to actually...
I'm sure this is legitimate. I'm sure these ladies are very good at football.
Yes, yes.
I'm sure that's
I'm sure they're born and raised.
I am curious just to see what the heck this
too.
Is about.
I want to see where they're going to play.
Like, are they going to close the school?
I
feel
like I have to intervene with the woman in the room and just say that this is bullshit.
You're on the record, Jesse, but we'll be attending anyway. But you're duly noted. This thing about like more people than the Line Fest, I wonder. they have a map here, but I don't know how they're going to do this. But.
We're playing the Baltimore Charm.
Oh, the Baltimore Charm. I'm sorry. And the next one's... Oh, wait a minute. The Philadelphia Passion's later in the season.
Yeah.
I always look ahead to the Passion.
Huh.
I've been guilty of that before.
I'm
so
curious.
We have some time left, Jeremy. Let's talk to Dan and Jess a little bit. So they're from San Francisco.
Yes.
I thought it'd be great to kind of get their perspective a little bit on life here versus there. And Jesse... Grew up there.
I did.
You know, really spent most of her life there. So just coming to Cleveland.
Right.
And then I'll let you sit in my seat.
In Cleveland.
Vacation.
Vacation in Cleveland.
Well, it's warm. It's really warm now.
Boring.
Sorry for the cord here, but that's the mic there. If you want to maybe talk a little bit about
what I've done.
You hit me with my own gift bag.
The abuse.
In the head.
But talk to me a little bit about what you see in Cleveland that maybe we take for granted or things that kind of stand out to you when you visit.
Well, I will say one of my all-time favorite things to do here, I'm going to make a point of going every time, is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I love it. I hit it up every time. There's always great exhibits. Today was the Women Who Rock. So if you get a chance, go support your rock and roll ladies. It's always a fun time.
Isn't Lady Gaga's meat dress there? Did you see that?
Lady Gaga's meat dress is not there. However, some of her other outfits.
Are there other meat outfits?
I wouldn't really qualify her as a lady who rocks, officially, but... There were Kim and Kelly Deal, their guitars were there and their outfits. So those obviously were Ohio girls, so very nice there. It's a really cool exhibit done by a local photographer that has all these amazing musicians that were doing concerts in Ohio. So that was a lot of fun. A lot of pro Ohio. So the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is a big one. Market Garden and Brewery is always a big place to go for us. I don't know if you know this, but that's a family connection for Kyle, for Dan and I.
Oh.
So we are related to the Ferrans, and it is a Ferran bar.
Nice.
We hope to actually broadcast live there. Maybe you guys could help us out with Mike.
We
thought
we'd
do a show there. That'd be
like
great.
That would be fun. So the
as soon as we get a working Wi-Fi card.
Yeah, we have a long way to go. We don't want to embarrass you by you recommending us to Mike, so we're going to make sure we're a little more prepared.
And but, I saw my first Indians game, Indians game.
Isn't it a great
stadium? Great stadium.
But now, one of my favorite parks I've never been to, but to me looks so great, is AT&T
Park.
I mean, to me, that is a ballpark.
How
do you compare the two parks?
I'm biased towards the Giants Park. I love the Giants Park. I will say one thing that we missed out on is apparently you have an amazing selection of food court at the stadium. We missed that. We just went straight to Cleats Wings, which I thought was amazing anyway.
Yeah, Cleats is very good.
But so Rivalry Giants has their garlic fries are huge for them, and hot dogs, and bratwurst. But they're not going to have the same quality of food, you guys, from what I understand.
I feel like we've cut back. I feel like when it first opened up, it was like all these food choices.
Like
and
sushi.
Then, like you would expect, a lot of them didn't work out.
You would never see sushi.
Sushi at a ball game. So
yeah,
I would go for sushi,
but not at the park.
But not at the park.
Oh,
it's
wow.
all hot dogs. Good hot dog sauce.
And garlic fries are the big thing there.
Gordon Biersch garlic fries here.
Okay.
But as far as the stadium went, I'm partial to the Pac Bowl.
I mean,
when you're sitting there, you can see the water.
Yeah,
the
on
bay,
the water,
the bay
they
bridge.
Did that so perfectly.
It's beautiful. Yeah. Hmm. But we were very lucky that our seats were amazing. We were third row and had the dugout.
Oh, wow.
So it was really, really nice.
Very
to see.
Cool.
It's really, really fun game.
Very cool. So, are Dan, you from Cleveland?
Yes.
Okay, so
that's
the connection.
Yeah.
So you know Jeff.
Yeah, we're in high school together.
And I know you.
Yeah, so
now
you
we're
know
all
Dan,
here.
You know Jesse, yeah.
And there's a baby.
And there's an Dylan. Really?
I wrote your show to think of a baby name for him.
Oh, do you remember that?
And,
no.
We bantered on that.
Okay.
You and I did.
Show. Oh.
Dan wrote
I was trying to figure out how to name my son.
Yeah, so of course you ask our radio show.
Of course.
Yeah.
And that's how I found out Jesse was pregnant. I remember laughing. I said, well, so I found out. Dan wrote the radio show to let me know they're pregnant and what's a good name.
Yes.
And we
probably weren't helpful at all.
I think we settled
actually,
on...
You were.
Yeah.
Like, you suggested Thor.
Oh, did you suggest... Oh,
that
my
was,
God.
Yeah,
you
was,
tormented
yeah.
me for months.
I worked Thor for a month. And it was amazing. 98% of all males voted in favor of Thor.
Nice.
Females did not.
Nice. Nice.
And
females
what made
not so
it
much.
Worse was that movie came out
yeah.
at the same time.
I didn't know the movie was coming out.
Yeah.
I was just
yeah.
like, Thor. That
so immediately.
Now, I believe I thought Derek. Was mine Derek?
That,
oh,
yes.
Was yours Derek?
Yeah,
Derek
I didn't fight hard for Derek.
Yeah.
Didn't even bring Derek up.
So where did Dylan come? Where did, I mean, I know
Bob
where,
Dylan.
But
and
where
Dylan
did the name?
Comes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
that's
it
awesome.
Was briefly going to be. Well, Dan thought it was going to be Murdoch for a little while.
Hmm.
So it took a long while to
after Rupert.
Murdoch. No, after
no.
the 18. Because
that would be untimely right now with everything going on with Rupert Murdoch.
Yeah.
I heard some about it.
Yeah. Who would have thought? But 3 months ago, you've been fine, and now it would have been like, oh.
What's
no.
happening with Rupert?
Oh, that whole News of the World paper in Britain he owns. They were hacking into victims' phones, like connecting
yep.
victims' phones.
Yep.
And they're hacking into different, actually 9/11 victims, I think,
yep.
in the United States.
And harassing.
There's just a whole basically ethical problem. The newspaper shut down in England, all owned by Rupert Murdoch. He's taking a lot of heat for the ethics of his papers.
There's people in Scotland Yard stepping down.
Yes.
Yep.
Like basically they're on the take. The paper is paying police off to get information.
Yep.
I mean, this thing is like one thing just opened up a whole series of other illegal and unethical things. So that all goes to Rupert Murdoch. He's in pretty big trouble.
Huh.
So there you go. Who knew that would come up today?
Well, I wasn't going to name him after Rupert Murdoch.
Just to clarify.
Yeah, I think we should stress that. Not the guy who's, you know, like pressuring police officers to kill themselves.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's funny, like, we can keep up on the news so well before Dylan. You know, like, I could have spoken about this for 20 minutes if you wanted. Now I'm like, I'm just trying to figure out my own name because I got to keep this guy for 2 hours.
Hey, well, you had the near and far thing, though.
Yeah.
Grover, that's awesome.
So is it, do you like being parents?
Of course.
He's not listening.
He's asleep.
He'll never,
oh, he is.
He'll never hear this.
Yeah. Being parents is okay. It's amazing. It's a lot of hard work, but it's a lot of fun.
Here's my theory, though. If you didn't, like, let's say Dan didn't like me. Let's say he's like, this sucks. He would never tell you.
Like, I don't think he would tell a podcast.
But he would go to his grave and not tell anyone. If Jen and I have kids and we have a son or a dog and I hate it, I'm going to lie to her face and say
that's
that
fine.
I love
you. You do that.
And I would lie to her.
You
have to lie to her.
But you need to lie convincingly and you need to bury that deep, deep, deep in your soul.
Yeah.
So nobody ever knows.
See, I'm a bad liar. I'm good at burying things deeply, but I'm not that good of a liar. I think she would know.
I'll call you out on the air.
I'll talk about the podcast, just not to her.
Yeah.
I know she doesn't listen.
This is your safe place.
That's right. Yeah. This is my safe place. This is where I tell all my secrets.
This is your journal.
Maybe she does listen. That's why she knows all these things about me that I never tell her.
Well, it's funny. On Facebook, I saw Jennifer Borger, and I literally thought, who's that?
Did it throw you?
It did. I was thrown for a minute.
It throws me.
Oh, she took your name?
Yeah.
Before our internet connection died, I saw that Mrs. Borger was in the chat room. I'm like, my mom listens.
Oh, like,
hey,
Mrs. Borger.
Like,
yeah,
oh,
that's,
no, that's, yeah, that was her.
Oh, but we still have the old connection.
The days when we had internet.
Yeah.
I remember when we used to do the show live.
Well, it's going to be back, Jeremy. We're back. People, we're not going to be missing those weeks. That was a rare thing to miss 2 weeks. And we should say we have our one-year anniversary show coming up.
Wow.
It's exciting.
Isn't that unbelievable? And hopefully, knock on wood, a special guest from a legendary Cleveland movie about Christmas. We're going to leave it at that.
We're going to leave it
at that. Leave you hanging.
We'll get all our technical difficulties figured out before that.
Yes.
But anyway, yeah, so it's 10:13 Eastern. We're about done here.
Another great show, Jeremy.
Another great show, Jeff, if I do say so myself. I want to thank our guests for flying all the way in just to be guests of
you earned
it. Thanks for having us.
Radio show, Jeff and Jeremy.
For the tickets, Jeff. I don't know how you did it.
Hey, you're a great fans of the week. It was worth it.
You can usually listen to us sometimes, maybe, live, Mondays.
I feel bad for our friends in Spain. They're counting on a 12:30 start. Now it's
12:30
like 3 in the morning.
Spain time.
They're going to be totally not rested tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, you can always go to radioshowonline.com and listen to old episodes. So you don't have to, nobody listens live.
And Stitcher. Don't forget Stitcher.
And don't forget Stitcher. Get it on your smartphone and then search Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy. And anytime we post a new episode, automatically, bam.
And don't forget Twitter. You're on back on Twitter.
You were on Twitter?
Yeah.
Twitter.com/Jeff Longsworth.
I've had a lot to say this week.
Twitter.com/Jeff Longsworth and Twitter.com/JBorger. Until next time, this is Jeremy.
This is Jeff.
Have a week.